Hello, and welcome to the Murder House Radio Show. I'm your host, X. On this show, we'll be covering serial killers, killers, mass shooters, disappearances, true crime, and the most deplorable things and people in history. All that good dark stuff. The Murder House Radio Show will be a radio show slash podcast. I'll be uploading videos every Friday at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification and select all to get all notifications if you are viewing on YouTube. And hit follow if you are listening on a podcasting platform. So sit down, get comfortable, grab some coffee or whatever your preferred beverage is, turn off the lights, and enjoy the show. Hey guys, hope you had a good Halloween and I hope you didn't smoke too much crack in the bushes, you weird fucks. But yeah, I hope you had a good Halloween and all that good stuff. My day and all that stuff is going pretty good, and I hope yours is too. I hope you're having a good Friday, hope you had a good week, all that good stuff. And let me know how it was down in the comments, and if not, I hope this makes it better. But yeah. If you wish to ask for some advice to be covered at the end of the podcast slash broadcast, the podcast email will be in the description, as well as the sources and all that good stuff. So, yeah, this is going to be a first of its kind on this podcast where we cover a Nazi. It's this fucking piece of shit. So, yeah, let me know how you like it, and if you would like me to cover more Nazis and stuff. Duff. But yeah, without any further ado, let's get into today's video. So today's video is gonna be on Nazi piece of shit Oscar Dirlewanger, Dirlewanger, and he ran what is known as the Dirlewanger Brigade. But he was a World War I veteran and convicted criminal, an Oscar, an amoral, violent alcoholic who possessed a sadistic sexual orientation and a barbaric nature, and he has been described as the most evil man in the SS. He was in the Persian army as a machine gunner in 1913, and he served with the 13th Royal Wurttemberg, sorry for my pronunciations, but it's spelt Wurttemberg, so the 13th Royal Wurttemberg Corps. I hope I said that right. You guys will correct me in the comments, I know you will. But he rose to the rank of lieutenant and received an Iron Cross first and second class during the First World War. And then he joined a German-speaking paramilitary group, I guess you could say, and took part in crushing the German Revolution of 1918 to 1919. And after graduating from Frankfurt's Citizen University with a doctorate in political science in 1922, he worked at a bank and a knitwear factory. And by 1923, Oscar had joined the Nazi Party. So as I said earlier, he was a violent alcoholic, and in 1934, he was sentenced to 2 years in prison for the statutory rape of a 13-year-old girl. So he's a fucking pedophile too, so you can just gather how big of a piece of shit this guy is. And for stealing government property, okay. So the conviction led to him being expelled from the Nazi Party. So he joined the Nazis, and then he got kicked out for rape and stealing government property. Yeah, you probably have to be a pretty big piece of shit to get kicked out of the Nazi Party, but at least they didn't put up with pedophiles. But, yeah, still, fuck Nazis. But, He was permitted to reapply for membership. Oh, fuck. Never mind, I take... Okay. So, they kicked him out, but they're like, you can come back and reapply. But soon after his release, Oscar was rearrested for sexual assault and sent to a concentration camp in Wellesheim. Well, goddamn. I mean, that's what you do with fucking rapists and pedophiles. Put them in a fucking concentration camp. Good on them. So, at this time, he was desperate, and Oscar contacted his old World War I commander, Gottlob Berg, who was now a senior Nazi working close with the Reichsfuhrer SS Heinrich Himmler. So, his old commander was working with Himmler, is what that is. So, his commander used his influence to help Oscar join the Kornel Legion. And a Kornel Legion is composed of military personnel from the Air Force and Army of Nazi Germany, which served with the Nationalists during the Spanish Civil War, July 1936 to March 1939. Interesting. The Condor Legion. Cool. So a German unit which fought... that's what I just said. On his return to Germany in 1939, Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, helped Oscar join the Allgemeine SS. And he joined this with the rank of SS Untermissführer. Word. I doubt I said that right, but close enough. You German-speaking folks may fucking correct me. Because, you know, it is a German word after all. So in the mid-1940s, after the invasion of Poland, Berger arranged for Oscar to command and train a military unit of convicted poachers for Persian hunting. Well, god damn. Well, there's one way to fucking put it. So it says here on the 23rd of March 1940, department in the Ministry of Justice received a telephone call from Himmler's headquarters informing them that Hitler had decided to give suspended sentences to so-called honorable poachers, and depending on the behavior at the front, to pardon them. Okay. So Hitler also said in a confirmation order or letter or whatnot, saying and specifying poachers should be Bavarian and Austrian and not be guilty of trap setting, and were to be enrolled in Marksman's Rifle Corps. So he basically took all these illegal hunters and were like, we're gonna basically train you as snipers and you're gonna go hunt people for us. And they're like, alright, it's better than jail, basically, is what I got from all this. And in May 1940, Oscar was sent to Orenburg to take charge of 80 select men convicted of poaching crimes who were temporarily released from their sentences. Okay. After 2 months of training, 55 men were selected, with the rest being sent back to prison. And on the 14th of June 1940, the Orenburg's poacher unit was formed as part of the Waffen-SS. Himmler made Oscar its commander. The unit was sent to Poland, where it was joined by four Waffen-SS NCOs selected for their previous disciplinary records and 20 other recruits. So he sent them all the SS fuck-ups, and to be a fuck-up in the SS? Yeah, no. You gotta be pretty fucked up. So that's basically what happened. So, by September 1940, the formation numbered over 300 men, and Oscar was appointed an SS Obersturmführer by Himmler. With the influx of criminals, the emphasis on poachers was now lost, though many of the former poachers rose to NCO ranks to train the unit. Those convicted of other more severe crimes, including criminally insane, oh shit, so criminally insane people, so like people who should be in mental asylums, were also permitted to join the unit. So from the very beginning, the unit got criticism from both the Nazi Party itself and the SS for the idea that convicted criminals were forbidden to carry arms, therefore then exempt from conscription in the Wehrmacht, in the army, could be part of the elite SS, which makes sense because the SS was supposed to be the top of the top in Germany, but they weren't allowed to join the army because of their crimes and bear weapons because of their crimes. But bala bing, bala boom, go join the SS, basically. So, yeah, you could see where they probably had a problem with that, but there again, it is the fucking SS. But they're supposed to be all racially pure and all pure in that bullshit. But a solution was found where it was proclaimed that the formation was not part of the SS, but under control of the SS. Within a couple of years, the unit had grown into a band of common criminals. Accordingly, the unit name was changed to Special Unit Dullewanger. But of course, it said that in German, but I'm not going to try to pronounce that. But you German folks, tell us what that is in German. So, as the unit got stronger, it was placed under the command of the formation responsible for the administration of concentration camps. And it was renamed the SS Sonderbataillon Dullewanger. Okay. And then in January 1942, to rebuild its strength, the unit was authorized to recruit Russian and Ukrainian volunteers. By February 1943, the number of men in the battalion doubled to 700. Holy shit. It became the Waffen-SS unit again in late 1944, and in May 1944, the 550-man mixed unit from the Almis, the big German word, SS regiment, were attached to the Dullewanger Brigade. Okay. So the unit where these guys were recruited from and then later added on to the brigade were recruits from prisoner of war camps, mainly from the Soviet prisoners of war and from countries annexed by the Soviets after 1939. So yeah, so they were Soviets killing other Soviets basically, because that's where the Dullewanger Brigade operated mainly, was on the Eastern Front, as far as my knowledge goes, I am pretty sure. But I will correct myself later on if I am incorrect. So, although other criminal units were raised as war proceeds and needed for further manpower and all that stuff, the penal military units were those of convicted of military offenses, were those who were sent to Oscar's brigade, the Dullewanger Brigade, were convicted of major crimes such as premeditated murder, rape, arson, and burglary. So street crimes, I guess you could say. And Oscar provided them with an opportunity to commit atrocities on such a scale that it even raised complaints within the SS. Yeah, if the SS is complaining about how brutal you are, you're pretty fucking brutal. But yes. Historian Martin Windrow described them as a terrifying rabble of cutthroats, renegades, sadistic morons, and cashiered rejects from the other units. Some Nazi officials romanticized the unit, viewing the men as pure, primitive German men who were resisting the law. Oh, that's a little fucked up, goddamn. So, their track record is dirty. During the unit's time in the Soviet Union, they burned women and children alive, let starving packs of dogs feed on them, and injected Jews with strychnine. Strychnine is a highly toxic, colorless, bitter, crystalline alkaloid used as a pesticide. So they basically injected them with pesticides. And transcripts at the Nuremberg trials showed Soviet prosecutors frequently questioning defendants accused of war crimes on the Eastern Front about their knowledge of the brigade. So in Poland, on the 1st of August 1940, Dollewanger was assigned to guard duties in the region of Lublin. So, the site of a Nazi-established Jewish reservation, okay, in the general government territory of German-occupied Poland. According to journalist and author Matthew Cooper, wherever the Dollewanger unit operated, corruption and rape formed an everyday part of life, and indiscriminate slaughter, beatings, and lootings were rife. Oof. So everywhere they went, all that stuff went with them. The general government, Heerer SS und Polizeiführer, HSSPF, Friedrich Wilhelm Kruger, was disturbed by the unlawful behavior of the Dollewanger Brigade. His complaints resulted in its transfer to Belorussia in February 1942. So in modern-day Belarus, they were part of the Soviet Union back then. In this region, the unit came under the command of local HSSPF Erich von dem Bech Zolisky. The Dollewangers resumed so-called anti-parasite activities in this area, so doing their thing, working in cooperation with the Kamps-Kaninsky Brigade, a Soviet nationalist militia under the command of Bronislav Kaminsky. And Dollewanger's preferred method of operation was to gather civilians in a barn, set it on fire, and shoot it with machine guns, and anyone who tried to escape were also shot. And the number of his unit's victims was about 30,000 people, and this is in Belarus. So when they were doing this, this one dude says, like a historian person, Timothy Sinder, as it inflicted its first 15,000 mortal casualties, the Special Commando Dollewanger lost only 92 men, many of them to friendly fire and alcoholic accidents. A ratio such as that was possible only when the victims were unarmed civilians. Yeah, they completely got ass-fucked by the Russians too, but we'll get into that later. We'll save that for when it comes. It says here in September 1942, the unit murdered 8,350 Jews in Baranovichi ghetto, and then a further 389 people labeled bandits, and 1,274 bandit suspects. According to the historian Martin Kitchen, the unit committed such shocking atrocities in the Soviet Union in the pursuit of partisans that even the SS court was called upon to investigate these matters. And then on the 17th of August, 1942, the expansion of the Dollewanger to regimental size was authorized. A regiment is about 1,000 to 2,000 soldiers or men. So the recruits were to come from criminals, Eastern volunteers, and military delinquents. The 2nd Battalion was established in February 1943 when the regiment's strength reached 700 men, of whom 300 were anti-communists from the Soviet territories. In May 1943, the eligibility to volunteer for service in the regiment was extended to all criminals, and as a result, 500 men convicted of the most severe crimes were absorbed into the unit. So they had a unit, or whatever, just completely comprised of a whole bunch of fuck-ass sadistic people. Like, the worst of the worst were in this unit that they took out of prisons, is basically what this unit is. On May and June, saw the unit taking part in Operation Cottbus, Cottbus, and this was an anti-partisan operation during the occupation of Belarus by the Nazi Germany. The operation began on the 20th of May 1943 during World War II occupation of northern Belarus in the areas of Begolm, Leps, and Ussoshery. A number of Belarusian, Latvian, and Lithuanian, and Ukrainian. Okay. So it took place in all those places, but all on the Eastern Front. And in August 1943, the certification, or whatever, of a 3rd Battalion was authorized. So they had 3 battalions of just straight criminals, basically. Like, fuck-ass criminals, too. Like, the worst of the worst. With this expansion, Delawanger was allowed to display rank insignia and a unique collar patch in the form of crossed rifles with stick grenades under them. Well, shit. During this period, the regiment saw heavy fighting, air quotations, and Delawanger himself led many assaults. Well, goddamn. Yeah, I don't think they saw much fighting. They saw a lot of massacring, if you consider that fighting, but not so much war, just a bunch of genocide and slaughtering. In November 1943, the regiment was committed to frontline action with Army Group Center in an attempt to halt the Soviet advance, and suffered extreme casualties due to inequippedness or whatnot. Delawanger received the German Gold Cross on the 5th of December 1943 in recognition of his earnestness. But by the 30th of December 1943, the unit consisted of only 259 men. So to counteract that, large numbers of criminals were sent to rebuild the regiment, and by late February 1944, the regiment was back to full strength. It was then decided that the Eastern Volunteers would no longer be admitted to the unit, as the Russians had proven to be particularly unreliable in combat, and anti-partisans operations continued until June 1944. When the Soviets launched Operation Bagration, which was aimed at the destruction of Army Group Center, the brigade was caught up in the retreats and began falling back to Poland, and they sustained heavy casualties because they couldn't fight against actual soldiers, only civilians, but they made it back to Poland. Yes, if you want to see a good movie that predicts these horrifying events, watch the Russian movie Come and See. It's a movie that's from the 1980s, but it's a fucking scary-ass movie. Like, not horror-wise, well, horror, but, like, war horror, I guess you could say. So if you want to search that up, I recommend it. It's definitely a deep movie. So they got back to Poland, and on the 1st of August 1944, Dollewanger was sent into action as part of the Kampfgruppen formation led by SS Gruppenführer Heinz Rheinfuhrmann. Well, he has one of them sword fighting scar things. But once again, serving alongside Bronislaw Kaminski's militia. So the militia from earlier. Now named RONA. So SS Sturmbrigade Rona. That's a little ironic considering what time we are in. Well, not ironic, but considering what time we are in as a world now. Corona. But, yes. Acting on orders that came directly from Heinrich Himmler, Kaminski's and Dollewanger's men were given a free hand to rape, loot, and torture and butcher. Oof. So Himmler was like, yeah, do what you want, just kill them all, basically. Holy fuck. And what became known as the Wola Massacre is where Kaminski and Dollewanger, their personnel indiscriminately massacred Polish combatants along with civilian men, women, and children. So everybody got it. In Wolin district of Warsaw, up to 40,000 civilians were murdered in Wolin in less than 2 weeks in August, including all hospital patients and staff. Many otherwise unknown crimes committed by Dollewanger at Wolin were later revealed by Mathis Shuknik, Bulgarian national who was serving in the area as a German army sapper. So a normal dude who was just working as a sapper for the Germans revealed all these fuck-ass crimes that these pieces of shit were doing. Regarding an incident in which 500 small children were murdered, the dude said, after the door of the building was blown off, we saw a daycare full of small children, around 500, all with small hands in the air. Even Dollewanger's own people called him a butcher. He ordered to kill them all. The shots were fired, but he requested his men to save the ammo and finish them off with rifle butts and bayonets. Bloods and brain matter flowed in streams down the stairs. God damn, bro. Like a bunch of fucking toddlers and shit, bro. That's fucked up. That's hella fucked up. Yes. Also, what people don't realize is that, not all Germans in World War II who were in the military were Nazis. Not all of them. Most of them were just fighting for their country and stuff. And then, of course, there was a bunch of fuck-ass ones who did shit like Dollewanger and the SS. But the Wehrmacht, the army, and all that stuff were just soldiers just fighting their war, even though they were fighting for a fucking crazed lunatic Mr. Hitler. They were just soldiers. For the most part. But anyway, the regiment arrived in Warsaw with only 865 enlisted personnel and 16 officers, but it soon received 2,500 replacements. These included 1,900 German convicts from the SS military camp. Nevertheless, extremely high casualties were inflicted on Dollewanger during the fight in Warsaw by the Polish resistance. Once again, because they can't fight for shit, because they murder civilians. But during the course of the two-month urban warfare, Dollewanger lost 2,733 men. Good. Thus, total casualties numbered 315% of the unit's initial strength. Well, some of the regiment's actions were criticized by one of their higher-ups. who after the war described them as a herd of pigs, because they were, and the sector commander, General Major Gunter Rohner, Dollewanger was recommended for the Knight's Cross of the Iron Cross, okay, by Rainfather Furunther, and promotion to the SS Armbrunfuhrer der Reserve. So he got a promotion for his fuck shit. By October 3rd, 1944, the remaining Polish insurgents had been surrounded and depleted. The regiment spent the next month guarding the line along the Vistul. During this time, the regiment was upgraded to bridge status and named SS Sonderbrigade. Sonderbrigade Dollewanger, SS Special Brigade Dollewanger in English. I should have said that with a German accent, but I'm not going to. In early October, it was decided to upgrade the Dollewanger Brigade again, this time to Waffen SS Combat Brigade. Accordingly, it was redesignated the second. Well, it says 2 SS Sturm Brigade Dollewanger in December 1944 and had soon reached its completement of 4,000 men. So it received a bunch of promotions, and by December 1944, it had reached 4,000 men. Well, God damn. But yeah, if you like this war stuff, search up the podcast by Jocko Willink, Ordinary Men. Search up Ordinary Men, Jocko Willink. I think you'll enjoy that podcast if you're enjoying this type of topic. They were also sent to Slovakia and Hungary. When the Slovakian National Uprising began in late August 1944, the newly formed brigade was committed to action. The brigade played a large part in putting down the rebellion by the 30th of October. With the outcome of the war no longer in doubt, large numbers of communists and socialist political prisoners began applying to join the brigade in hopes of defecting to the Soviets. SS Bergenführer Fitz Schmetzels, I fucking said all that wrong, but Fritz, disgraced former commander of the 4th SS Police Division, was assigned to the Dollewanger by Himmler as a punishment for refusing to carry out orders. Oh, fuck. So they send people to this dude as a punishment. So Buddy was refusing to carry out whatever fuck-ass orders he was given. And they're like, you don't want to do that? We'll send you to the guys who take it to the next level, basically, is what I took out of that. With his extensive combat experience, the dude became the unofficial advisor to Dollewanger on the frontline combat word. So the brigade was sent to Hungary in the front lines in December, while several newly formed battalions made up of communists and socialist volunteers fell apart. Several other battalions fought well because of the command of the dude who actually had combat experience. During a month's fighting, the brigade suffered heavy casualties and was pulled back to Slovakia to refit and reorganize. In February 1945, orders were given to expand the brigade to a division. A division is 10,000 to 15,000 soldiers or men. So there is that. That's a lot of fucking psychopaths. Think about that, goddamn. However, before this could begin, it was sent north to the Nezalis line in an attempt to halt Soviet advance. On the 14th of February 1945, the brigade was redesignated as the 36th Waffen Grenadiers Division, Der SS, with its expansion to a division of 4,000 men. The Dullewanger had regular army units attached to the formation. Oh, these poor army dudes, bro. Because, like, the army's like, the army dudes, like, the, Wehrmacht, I believe, was, they were fucking just soldiers, man, so they weren't all up with this fuck shit for the most part, I don't think. But the, Eastern Front was, definitely a fucked-ass place, especially for, yeah, the Eastern Front was a fuck place, so, I'm not sure about that. But as a whole, as, like, a general or whatever, but I'm not sure. But, yes, army units were attached to the brigade, and, Grenadier Regiment, Pioneer Brigade, and a Panzer Battalion were attached. All that stuff was attached to the brigade. Individual, demolition engineers had already been attached to the force during the fight in Warsaw. So, all those people were attached, is what it said. And then it says that, the demolition engineers had already been attached since Warsaw, basically. So, when the final Soviet offensive began on the 16th of April 1945, the division was pushed back to the northeast. The next day, Oscar was seriously wounded in combat for the 12th time. He was removed from the front and he was sent to the rear, and his right-hand man, I guess you could say, immediately assumed command. Dullewanger would not return to the division. Interesting. So, with the new dude in charge, desertion became more and more common. When Schmidtz attempted to reorganize his division on the 25th of April, he found it had virtually ceased to exist. On the 28th of April 1945, SS Sturmbannführer Ewald Hellers, who commanded the 73rd Waffen Grenadier Regiment of the SS within the Dullewanger Brigade, was hung by his own men in mutiny. He had been a former commandant of the Dachau concentration camp who had been convicted of corruption. I wonder what a concentration camp commandant would have to do to get convicted of corruption. Think about that. Let that one marinate. On the 1st of May 1945, the Soviets wiped out all that was left of the 36th Waffen Grenadier Division in Halben Pocket. Okay. A small remnant of the division managed to escape and attempted to reach U.S. Army lines of the Elbe River. Yes, a lot of Germans tried to go to other enemies, I guess you could say, from their perspective, besides the Russians, because they knew the Russians would execute them or torture them. But Schmidtz and his staff managed to reach the Americans, and they surrendered on the 3rd of May. So, about 700 too many men of the division survived the war. In June 1945, Dullewanger was captured by French forces in Germany. He had died in their custody by June 8th, allegedly killed by Polish soldiers in Auschwitz. In 2009, Polish authorities claimed to have identified three surviving members of the Dullewanger Brigade living in Germany and announced their intent to prosecute them. So, yeah. Apparently he was taken in for interrogation and beaten to death, which he got off too easy. He got off too easy. I think they all got off too easy for what they did. So that basically sums up this major piece of shit and their pure evil organization. But yeah, Let me know what you guys think of this piece of shit. They all deserve to get tortured till death for what they did. Some fucked up shit. Some fucked up ass shit, bro. Sadly, there are no emails for advice or anything like that. So, maybe in a future podcast. So that is the Oscar Dolleweiner Brigade in Dolleweiner. Thank you for listening to this episode on the Murder House Radio Show. I hope you have a good rest of your Friday or whenever you are listening to this. Check out the social medias and the sources in the description below. Make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Once you hit the subscribe button, hit the bell notification and select all to get all notifications if you are listening on YouTube. If you're listening on a podcasting platform, hit follow. Leave your suggestions for future episodes in the comments. See you next episode. This is your host, X, signing off.